Needed to be done. All right, hello and welcome to another episode of The Stage Dive.
Yeah, baby. The most underrated
Barker and
Barker in the business.
Okay, Amber.
That was her applause.
Yes, that was our that's our live audience.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a live audience. Yes.
Yes. That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, welcome. I do want to bring up a topic we ended on a few weeks ago, but never elaborated on.
Look at me with the big word.
Politics. You brought up politics, but we never got into it. So what did you want to get? What did you mean by the politics of the backstage things? And
so we were never, I guess, into the politics of backstage of going into Vince, JR's or Bruce's office or anything else like that during TV and saying, no, we don't want to do this, or no, we don't want to do that, or hey, how about this, or hey, how about that? We were just, like you said before, happy to be there and we're willing to do everything and anything. Do you think that the politics is still that way in the business today as it was in our day? And how did you feel about that whole politics stuff?
See, the political side of it to me is more the boys kind of trying to figure things out and going to the office. That political side of it. And I think it's, I don't know. I'm sure it's still there. I'm sure they still go in and say, why? Why am I doing that? Why am I doing this? I think the big difference now is, at least from what I've seen, is that you're told ahead of time more of what's going to happen. You're told more ahead of time.
More of a layout.
We were never given any kind of layouts. We were never given, hey, this is going to happen. This is where the storyline's going. I mean, we jumped from a feud with what we thought was a feud with the Outlaws. And then a week later, we're working the oddities again. And we're like, what the fuck? And then 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, we're in a title match against the Outlaws. And then D'Lo and Mark came in, and it was a three-way at the Survivor Series. And then the next week on Raw, like, we were back against the oddities. So for us, there was no rhyme or reason.
Right.
And I don't think it would have been political for us to ask what was going on. I think it's more that way now. Of people knowing, okay, here's the storyline, here's kind of where it's going, and there's more conversation about it than at least, and again, I'm sure that was for the top guys. I'm sure that was for Sean, Taker, Steve, Rocky. I'm sure that was for all those guys. They got the layout of where the storylines were going. We just never got that.
Right. Now, do you regret that we never did that? Because I sometimes do.
I don't know if regret's the word. I don't really have many regrets, but I think hindsight being 2020, looking back on it, I think we should have asked more
instead of just
let's ask, like, why are we with the oddities and why are we with the Outlaws now? Like, which way are we going? Can you give us a reason? It was like, I think the only time we did ask something was when they were, DX was doing a strip poker thing.
Yeah.
They were doing a strip poker thing. We went down, interrupted. I got the glass broke. The thing broke over my head. You went through the table and got the big bruises from the card table in your arms. We did ask why we would go down and interrupt them. And they were told, well, that's just what you guys would do. And we went, oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it would have. Yeah.
And we just went, oh, okay. Like, it was supposed to be time for our match. And they were in the ring and we didn't care.
Now, do you think that back then they did it week by week for mid-carders?
For us?
Yeah. To see how things played out. Because we had a match with the Dudleys the one time, and we thought something was going to come out of that. And it was, I thought, a really good match. Solid and everything else. And then we had one match with them when they first came in, and then we did the whole imitation, the dummy boys, which is, I love that. But we never had anything more than that.
Right.
And there's still people to this day that I wish that we would have done more with.
I just think it's
them being one, maybe the Outlaws, you know, more in depth. I would even like to did something with John and Ron.
I think it's more of just not knowing. For me, I went into the whole thing. We always said,
yeah,
if we do it, I think of it as if you have a job at, I'll just say Walmart.
Yeah.
You do what you're supposed to do. You do the right thing. You do what you're asked. You don't get in trouble. You basically have a job for life.
Right.
That's kind of what I thought when we went there. We do what we're supposed to do. We don't get in trouble.
You don't say no.
You know, you do everything. And then, you know, we're there for life.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's not how it works. And and I think a lot of the older guys, like even the Dudleys, they were newer than us when they came in. But the difference was they were came from ECW with Paulie, Paul Heyman, where there was conversations.
Yeah, they had their hand.
And they had, and they had Paul Heyman. Again, we're talking about Paul Heyman. But Heyman, like they had him to go to.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have that go-to person to go, hey, what's going on? Because Paul, you know, he came in, he was in part of the office.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they had that side of it. And that's I think that's a big part of just not, we didn't have that office person to go to. We really had no one to go to.
No, I'm thinking like, you know, could have we have gone to Cornette more? He wasn't as involved.
I mean, we could have asked him. I mean, we could have asked him, but we did ask him a couple times, and he was just like, hey, you got a job. Shut up. Go out and do what you're supposed to do.
Go do what you're supposed to do.
Right. Yep. Go do what you're asked to do. And, you know, and that was always our thought on everything.
Because I see more, I don't want to say guys' input, but I can see it being more as an open door thing now than it was back then.
Yeah, it's more conversational now.
Yeah.
It's not just, okay. But then again, it's.
So it's not really politics.
I think it's more. There was politics back then, politicking for different spots. But I mean, we know what happened with supposedly, we don't have concrete proof on it, right, of what happened with us with the belts a couple times.
So here's my thing. Now, I just lost what I was going to say. Go ahead.
But the I'll use Javon Evans, for instance. Like he just came in.
We had a great match on Raw this week, by the way.
He just came in. Enjoy I'm sure he's not
She likes
Evans. Like Javon too. Evans?
He's bouncy. She likes bouncy.
I'm sure he's not in there going, hey, what am I doing? Where am I going? Like he's not doing that.
Right.
But you know, you got the top guys are all doing that.
Like, yeah.
They know where they're going and know what they're doing. So I think it's just different. And I just think the industry, it's evolved differently.
So do you think, so I got my train of thought back. Politics, is that backstabbing somebody or is it politicking for you to have a better spot? Because I know there was talk back during the Attitude Era, that everybody was out for themselves and everything else. I didn't feel like it was that way. I felt it was more as everybody knew their spot. She's loving this episode, by the way.
Okay, quiet.
And look at that. It happens.
Not for long. Not with that face.
Not with that. No. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think
See, I didn't think people were backstabbing, but we weren't in the top tier of that conversation.
I don't think
she's mad about
backstabbing's that. One thing. I think on the surface, looking back and just hindsight being 2020, you've been able to go back and see it all over again and hearing different things. On the surface, in the public eye, we were all on the same page, but behind the scenes, people were out for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen interviews, you've seen things like Triple H has said, Sean said, they were all out for themselves. Like Rock, when Rock started getting his push, you know, he used to go to the gym with us. He used to ride with everybody. Yeah. All of a sudden he was on his own.
Yeah.
He did his things by himself. And his thing was for me to be that elite person. So if we go back to The Rock, like he's made it clear when he started getting his push, he kept to himself.
Yeah.
Because that's what he had to do to separate himself from everyone. I don't think that's backstabbing. I think that's every man for themselves. The Dudleys came in. The Dudleys worried about the Dudleys. Matt and Jeff worried about Matt and Jeff. We worried about everyone else because that's kind of what we were geared to do.
Right.
And if you really think about it, when we came in, our job was under that part-time contract was to put everyone over and elevate the top guys. I think that mode stuck with us the entire time we were there. I don't think we were ever looked at as a top tier tag team.
Right.
It's like if you I don't know if you've seen season two of Unreal.
Yes.
What Michael Hayes said about Chelsea Green.
Yes.
Fucked up.
But true.
Yeah.
She doesn't need anything. I don't.
No. True. No, I don't think it's true at all. You couldn't see Chelsea as being the women's champion.
I think
Hold on. Michael Hayes said she is not a champion. She's a mid-tier wrestler to put everyone else over. Now she's over as shit.
Right.
She may not need it, but I don't think she's just middle to bottom. She's middle to top.
I think she's middle to top too, but I don't think that she needs any gimmick or anything else like that belt-wise to be a draw. You know what I mean?
I understand. The belt makes people and people make the belt.
Yeah.
But I still think she's a top person that should be a contender for the belt. Michael Hayes came right out and said she's not.
See, but I don't think that's true. I don't think they would have made her the inaugural champ for the Intercontinental
belt. Well, it's not true. Michael Hayes said it.
But that doesn't mean it's 100.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And yeah, when my point to that is when we started, our job was to
elevate.
To get to this point to put these guys over. We weren't here. We were here to put these guys over.
Right.
And I think our entire career, it didn't change much. Yeah, we had, you know, the belt run and then, you know, then we got the NWA belts.
Belt run.
But that was still mid-card stuff as far as like the NWA belts. Like, and then our point was we had the belts, then we transitioned them to the Godwins, and then they held them for like 2 days and then gave them right back to LOD.
Right.
So, you know, it was more, and we know why. It was more of a thank you for all the stuff we had done. Either way, it was a great thing. But I'm just saying, I think that was kind of where we were stuck at. And I don't know, maybe we should have asked more. But politics-wise, as far as backstabbing, behind the scenes, I'm going to say yeah, because I think everyone worried about themselves.
Yeah. So, I don't see it being that much now because they have that open door policy where they can go in, you know, find out where they're going on. I think now under Triple H, because he's been there, done that kind of thing, he understands the need for the guys, the boys, to understand where they're going and what their path is and what's coming up and what's going on and everything else. And I think that's awesome. I think that's totally, you know, a good thing for the boys. I think, you know, going through matches and stuff like that, not knowing, almost being blindfolded.
Well, if you're given direction, it's easier to get the match over, sell the match, know what you're talking 100%. About, things like that. So, yeah. But, yeah.
So I kind of, you know, when I sit back and I think and stuff like that, I kind of wish that we would have been more involved and stuff like that. Like all the ideas that you had ended up on somebody else, which was crazy. But
yeah, I just think we would have talked more. I think if we would have been a little bit more outspoken about things then. But you know, is what it is. Hindsight's 2020. So the other night I'm getting in bed, I'm flipping through the channel guide and I see AEW. I'm like, oh, let me see what's going on here. So we're getting ready to roll into the main event. The main event was for the AEW Women's Championship. It was, and I wrote it down because I'll make sure I get the names right. I think they pronounce it Tekla, but it's Thekla. She's like a human spider or something.
Okay.
And she defeated Chris Statlander in a strap match to win the AEW Women's title. Now I was like, okay, this is interesting. This will be interesting. You know, we've done plenty of strap matches, but it was one of those strap matches where they were attached to one another. That wasn't the country whipping matches we have with the Godwins. But my thing is this. I'm watching it, and Chris Statlander gets color.
Really? Female color.
So I know AEW's different mindset when it comes to getting color than WWE's, like there's no color.
Right.
It's a different mindset, but I was watching it, and I was like, oh, she got color. And then I'm like, I don't know how you feel about color. You like color. You think it's great. I hate it. But I'm watching it and I'm like, ew, a female getting color. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was, I don't know what I thought. I just know I didn't like it. And I was like, kind of, I still watch it. I wanted to watch because they did some really cool spots with the straps. They like were tying each other up with them. And it was actually a decent match. I just didn't like the color. The girls getting color. Now, if they get hard weighed, okay, I understand. But getting color, a female?
Did it make sense?
I mean, she took the stairs. It was over by the stairs. I may have missed a clip or two. But I don't know. I just didn't. I wasn't a fan of the females getting color.
I never really put much thought to it. Because most of the time that I've seen the women get color, it's either been accidental, bloody nose.
Yeah, that I understand. That I'm okay with.
You know, stuff like
that. But when the blood's coming from here,
yeah,
it's dripping down. And then...
Did she have long hair?
They're in the corner, yeah. But then they're in the corner, and it's the... You know, we all know, you gig, then you get punched a few times. You want to bust it open to make it...
Yeah.
And then her face ended up being totally red.
The Crimson Mask.
I wasn't a fan of it. I didn't like it.
See, I probably would have loved it. Because, you know, I like that shit.
Let's switch gears to AJ Styles. AJ,
huge fan.
AJ had the match with Gunther.
Yep.
Lost.
Yep.
Didn't tap out. Didn't get pinned. Passed out.
Just passed out. Yeah.
Gets up. Does his farewell waves and all those things. Takes the gloves off.
Yep.
Starts to put them down. Stops. Puts them back on.
Yeah.
And leaves.
Right.
So technically, he's supposed to retire.
Right.
That's the match.
Yes.
So his contract, from what I understand, supposedly was up in January.
Right.
Is it messed up if AJ now jumps ship and goes to AEW? Because AJ's come out and said, I'd still like to work.
Really?
That's why I've heard things on the internet.
Even after that real long, nice post that his wife made.
I didn't see that.
It's time to come home, stuff like that. You know, the world knows you as, you know, the phenomenal one. It was a really nice post. You should go back and try to look that up. It was very, you know, from the heart. It was a wife's perspective of having the husband being in the show and in the game and stuff like that and being away and everything else. I don't know. I think it would be not a retirement if you come back.
I mean, if he...
After you lose a retirement match.
But is it just a retirement from WWE? Or is it a retirement from...
He made it sound like when he came out and announced he was retiring, he mentioned retiring from the ring, from wrestling, you know, his body is... He realizes he's at his point, but almost like John did when he said, you know, he's just one step slower. He's just in that and everything. And we can understand that. I think that would be.
I mean, but my question is, was it I'm retiring from WWE or am I retiring, period?
I see.
Because his retirement, you know, he said, oh, I'm going to retire sometime in 2026. For it to be at the Royal Rumble, like the first month of 2026, there's so many other things he could have done.
Yeah.
And I've seen things where he said in interviews about how he would have liked to have wrestled this person, that person, this person, all these different people.
Him and Omega would be.
So does he go on a little? And I guess the biggest question is that messed up?
It depends how, if it does happen. Let's say hypothetically, if it does happen, how it is actually portrayed on TV. You know, if he comes out and says, you know, yes, I lost a retirement match at WWE, you know, something where there's some explanation to it, but it is the wrestling business. And sometimes there's never,
There is no explanation.
I don't know how I would feel about that. Cause when he first came out, he made it sound like wrestling, period.
Yeah, he was done.
Done.
Right.
Didn't say done with WWE, blah, blah, blah.
Because supposedly also I heard that Triple H said something to him about working in the back.
Yeah.
And he was like, from what I heard, I don't know. Well, you know, we'll see. We can talk about it. But it was him hauling around because.
Maybe he has something else on the board.
Maybe. to wait and see.
Dun 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 dun.
Wait.
You. It's funny because you're more of a fan than I was. I got into it because I like physical contact. I mean, you know, I guess that's why I like the hardcore stuff and you don't, because as a fan.
But at the same time, let's go back to your hardcore comment.
Okay.
At the same time, when you saw certain people doing it, you would say, oh, that person does it because they don't know how to work.
Yes. It has to make sense.
No. Work. They don't know how to work
right.
A match. So they just beat the shit out of each other. Correct. And use weapons and they use the light bulbs and use all that crap.
Right. Because I'm sorry, if you roll into the ring and you don't lock up first and you grab a light bulb and hit somebody in the head with it, that doesn't make any sense.
But it's not, I'm saying working.
Yeah.
The guys who don't know how to get in the ring and lock up and that grab an arm bar and do this. They don't know how to work a match. They don't know how to wrestle.
Yeah,
they can't wrestle.
Right.
They couldn't lock up with Ricky Steamboat and take an arm drag.
Right, which is...
I'd love to take a Ricky Steamboat arm drag, by the way. I'm just saying.
Or one of his top of the head.
Yeah, whatever. See, there you go. See, that's not... I'm just saying. The guys that just do all the hard... And it's a shame, too, because that's where Axel Rotten fell into that.
Yeah.
Axel can't work. He does all the hardcore shit. But Axel is one of the best workers back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe he went that route because it's easier, I feel. Because the people pop on matches, regular matches, for the high spots. The hardcore stuff, when you hit somebody with something, that's the high spot. So that's...
Cheap pop.
Yeah, it's easier.
It's a cheap pop.
I like it when it makes sense. I don't like it when they just start off and that's all they do the whole match. As long as it's in there, it makes sense, it goes within the match, or it goes within the storyline.
The storyline's different. The storyline changes everything. The storyline that they're not just telling in the match, but the story they've been doing, like a Hell in a Cell match.
Exactly.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah.
back in our day, you had one heavyweight champ.
Yeah.
You had an Intercontinental champion.
Yep.
Then they came up with the European champion.
Yep.
And you had tag champs.
That's it.
That was it. And you had a women's champion.
Yes.
They did the Divas belt or whatever it was.
Yep.
That was actually, no, they had that. That was actually a little after us. But anyway, so you get someone like Triple H or Shawn who've won 10, 12 championships. And you go, okay, that's 10, 12 championships. I want to, and I know it's a different time now, but now we're going to get into that realm of someone's a 20-time tag team champion. Now, does it really count if you are a Raw tag team champion once, three times, and then you go to SmackDown and you win the SmackDown title four times, and then you go back to Raw and you win it three more times?
So,
because back when art, because now you have two, I'm going to say
brands.
Top champions.
Yeah.
You got the WWE champ. You got the heavyweight champ. Then you have the Raw tag team champions. And now you have the SmackDown tag team champions.
Right.
I know it counts, but does it compare, I guess?
I feel today, as an old timer, there's too many belts. Having two champions kind of with the same title. Don't know why I did that, but yeah. Two heavyweight champions. I don't know. There should be only one champion. There's only one Super Bowl champion. There's only one NBA champion.
But the way they get around it is WWE champ and heavyweight champ. But that brings it to this. So in my mind, the WWE championship has always been the higher one.
Really?
Yeah, than the world championship because it's WWE.
But
hold on, let me finish. The WWE championship was always a little bit higher. But now we're rolling into WrestleMania. And Drew McIntyre is the WWE champ. CM Punk is the world heavyweight champion. Or not. Yeah, CM Punk. So CM Punk is working Roman Reigns.
Right.
If that ends up being night two main event, Is that belt more important than Drew and say Cody night one main event? If that happens, I don't know if that's happening or not. I'm just saying, which title means more? Because you look at Roman Reigns holding that title for three, four years, whatever it was, and then Cody had it for however long he had it. And then so that I always looked at that one as kind of being the higher of the belt.
And that's why I don't think there should be two. Because then we wouldn't be having this dispute. There'd be one champion, heavyweight, WWE, blank, period. But now you're going, you know, and I wonder if they feel that way. You know what I mean? I wonder if CM Punk is like, no, my championship means more. And Drew's like, no, mine means more.
I mean, that's just the spitting match they're having back and forth.
To me, it just doesn't, you know, a champion signifies the best out of everyone. Not who's second best, you know. There's two. I've never understood it. I kind of don't like it. I know it's to elevate others and being on the different brands, which I get, like the WWE. But
you're totally skidding around my question.
Okay.
The question was, let's say you have the Usos who've won, I don't know, 10, 12 championships. Yep. You have The New Day, who's won 10, 12 tag team championships. It's a combination of Raw championships and SmackDown championships. But then you bring in LOD, the Road Warriors, who've won, I don't know how many championships, NWA, you know, UWF, all those other brands that we had, AWA, NWA, you know, WCW, and now WWF titles. And how many more titles means more when it comes to having a belt? Like, you know, John Cena, when he came in, there was one belt.
Yes.
And then eventually there were two belts.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jericho put those, unified those belts. And then they went back to two belts for the different brands. But Cena went in 17. If Flair had said, like when he had 16 and Flair had 16, whose 16 was more important, Cena or Flair's?
I think Flair's, because he was one signified champion.
Now, throw AJ Styles into that.
Okay.
AJ Styles has won how many championships at TNA? You know, I know there were not all of them were world championships, but he has won world championships. He won world championship WWE.
Yep.
He carried two major brands. He's won world championships in Japan.
Yep.
How does that compare? You know, John Cena's considered the GOAT at this point because he's got 17. But if you take all of AJ's,
WWE.
They're all WWE. That's what I'm saying. They're all WWE. AJ Styles has won world championships in different organizations. How does that line up? To, and again, I don't know if you take all of AJ's world championships, I don't know how many they are.
Right.
That didn't, AJ didn't pop into my head till right now about this discussion. But let's say he won, I don't know, 12 total.
Right.
And John's at 17.
No.
Which is more significant?
John's.
John's is still more significant, even though they were all world championships and WWE championships, and even though AJ has been all over the world.
So is John, defending the belts.
John's only been in WWE.
Right, but you're saying because AJ has won belts all over the world.
And major
different organizations.
And major organizations. Not just indies. I'm talking major. You know, it's not
a good
not an MEWF world championship.
Right, it's not an independent. You're talking about major.
I mean, IWGP, New Japan, all of those. Those were all major organizations in Japan.
Right.
TNA was a big, always a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, WWE.
I believe if they have TV, it's a major. You know, TNA had TV, AEW has TV, you know. Wow, that's a good debate.
Which is more important? Which is a bigger deal? And if you win 20 tag team titles, but they're all either one's Raw and one's SmackDown. It's still one company.
Still one company, yeah.
Does it really?
But then you have Doug and Phil, who didn't win any with WWE, but they won titles all over the country in Japan and everywhere else they worked at. Wow, yeah, that's good.
It factors in a debate.
It does.
Between
we'll have to change
that,
my
that Bubba has.
Yes, I know.
With Booker,
yeah.
Because Booker doesn't consider ECW
as a major.
As a major. Correct. Even though they had TV, even though they were getting over, he considers them still a regional thing. And Bubba comes out and says, well, we most decorated tag team ever. I mean, they're one of the most. Don't get me wrong. They've been in Japan. They've won in Japan. I'm not disparaging the Dudleys at all whatsoever.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, if because you're going to do regional stuff, I mean, we should we count Coastal Championship Wrestling? That's regional in Florida. We've won them, what, 3 or 4 times?
Yep.
Maryland Championship Wrestling. We're their first tag champs ever. We've won those a couple of times.
Yep.
That was regional. I mean, granted, it wasn't as big as
I mean, they had TV, ECW, but it was cable TV.
It was regional.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, ECW started out, let's be honest, it started out as regional.
Right. And then Call Fire. Yeah.
And it caught fire because they came in to WWE or WWF back then.
You would almost have to say that the world championships for the different major federations would count more. Because you're not isolated to work in one group. You're all over the world being champion. So I think that should be a little bit higher. Wow.
Yeah, but you're still not answering the question of how many titles, if you have 20 tag team titles, 20 tag team championships.
Right.
It's either a SmackDown championship or a Raw SmackDown or a Raw. Or if you're, you know, I'll use Bubba and Devon. I'll use Matt and Jeff.
Yeah.
Who is a, okay, here, simple. You ready? New Day?
Yep.
They've won a shitload. Usos? Yeah. They've won a shitload. Dudleys, they've won a shitload. Matt and Jeff, they've won a shitload. They've all been in the same companies. Whose amount means more?
So do we know if New Day ever won belts in Japan? Because I know the Dudleys have.
I don't know. I don't know if they've been
in Japan. Have Matt and Jeff won belts in Japan?
I don't know.
I know the Dudleys have. So I would almost...
I mean, like the
Usos. Pains me to say this, but I would say the Dudleys.
Like the Usos have been with WWE for 20 years.
20 years, right.
I don't know if they've been anywhere else.
Right.
I don't know if the New Day's been there 20 years also.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've been anywhere else. But I'm saying if you line up the amount of titles between those four,
yeah,
who's won? Who's number one?
Dudleys.
Okay.
I would just say because they have more titles outside of WWE.
Because I look at it this way. If they were WWE/WWF tag team champions when there was only one belt.
Yes.
There was only one set.
Yeah.
So the Usos and New Day, they could have been tag champs at the same time in the same company.
Right.
Granted, different brands.
Different brands.
Still same company. That's what I'm saying. Each of those count as a separate championship or is it just...
Yes. Because it's on different brands. That's why I don't like it. That's why I think there's too many belts. There should be one tag team champ.
I understand. I get it. But I'm just saying that it's...
But then again, and I understand why they do it.
But here's the question. For us, if they had Raw and SmackDown, how many more times could we have been tag team champs?
Right.
Because there's two belts. There's more opportunity to be a champion now than there was before.
Right.
Yes.
And Road Dogg's not there telling Vince... No, it's not time yet.
I mean,
right?
He could be telling Triple H that now, though.
Yeah,
other people.
But that's why I don't like the too many belts. But I understand the reason why they do it. It's to highlight the show, the brand that they're on.
Yeah,
which I get it. You know, each brand wants to have a champion, so you have belts and stuff like that on TV, and everybody's not going through both. Because then, you know, if they did it back then, when we were there, like it is now, would we have been on Raw or just SmackDown?
We are the Shotgun Saturday Night Tag Team Champions forever. But then it goes, so when they started the two brands, though, and they separated the brands, they did house shows, they did live shows, so they needed champions.
Correct.
They don't do house shows anymore.
Yeah.
It's basically just TV and PLEs. So, it's not as much travel. Like I saw a thing, or I was talking to someone about, I think the most someone worked last year, I'm going to say it was CM Punk, LA Knight, or Cody Rhodes, but it was like 76 days. We worked that in 3 months.
Yeah.
Easy. And that was for the year. So that's, I guess that's the other point of, if you consolidate back down now to only one of each of those two, because, you know, you have, and I'm okay with the Intercontinental and the U.S. Championship, because there's two kind of different championships. Yeah. I almost look at the U.S. Championship kind of like the European thing.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And, but if you go back to one belt, one WWE World Championship and one Tag Team Champion, because now you're not traveling all over. They're not doing a house show. So what's the difference? It's not like they're doing PLEs that are just for SmackDown PLE or Raw PLE. Right. They're all mixed together.
Right.
And guys are hopping back and forth.
It's a good debate. It's a really good debate. But I'm going to stick with...
So you're going with the Dudleys. All of their titles are
most
out of those four.
Yeah. We know
I don't even know what other tag team to throw in there, except maybe the Road Warriors in that mix of those with all the titles.
So if you're looking at Dudleys and Road Warriors, you would have to go Road Warriors.
I would think so, yeah. I mean,
LOD, Road
Warriors. Again, I don't know how many they won. I mean, they've won them all over the world also in major federations.
Dudleys never won in, AWA or?
No
belts or anything like that, because it wasn't
around.
Yeah, and I know the LODs won Japan belts, and because they were huge over in Japan.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think the more companies that you work for that are mainstream and you become their champion means more than one company, one champion. Hats off to the people that do that, the one company, one champion, because it shows longevity with that company. You know, John, it's the only place John's been, which is great. But like you said, Usos versus Dudleys, who would you consider more championish or one more champion? I would say the Dudleys.
So here's another thought though. This just popped into my head, bringing Matt and Jeff back in.
Right.
Matt and Jeff have won a lot of singles.
Yes.
Titles. And they both won world championships.
Championships, yeah.
Does that factor into greatest tag team or no? Has nothing to do with
it. No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
No, it does not. That's a good one. I wonder what everybody else thinks.
I don't know.
Drop us a comment. Let us know what you think.
Drop a comment. Let us know what you think.
That's a good one.
And that'll wrap it up for today. But we're going to come back next time. What I want to talk about is guys working women.
Hmm.